When economists say that market prices have a tendency towards equilibrium, what do they mean? All products in a market economy have a supply, that is, how many of a given good are produced, and a demand, which is the total number of people who want that good. Equilibrium is simply when supply equals demand. Now, this point is mostly a theoretical tool, and it may finally never be reached because things keep on changing. But what does it all really mean? If there is more demand than there are goods produced, then the price will go up. In this case, more people want biscuits than there are biscuits being made, so the individual unit price of a biscuit will go up. But this increased price is not only going to make our biscuit makers more money, it's also a massive signal to capitalists and entrepreneurs that there is good money to be made in making biscuits. And so many people looking to make some more money will be drawn to the biscuit industry, which naturally produces a proliferation of consumer goods in the biscuit market. So now supply has met demand and the price goes down. Now let's pretend there's a craze for some other good, let's say cakes, and this lowers demand for biscuits. The price will drop, as now firms in the market must compete for fewer customers, and lower prices are always one way of doing this. Now in this new reality, the firms who were on the margin, in other words, the ones that were just about making a profit before, now simply cannot make enough to stay in business. They are effectively eliminated from competition. Another way we might look at it is that the rapidly falling price is a signal for players to get out of the biscuit game. And in this new reality, where there are fewer players in the market competing for fewer customers, the supply naturally goes down. And as it does, the price goes up slightly. And these fluctuations in price, producing continual adjustments of supply according to demand, is the tendency towards equilibrium. As long as the market is functioning reasonably freely, supply is always trying to meet demand. If it's below demand, the increasing price signal will cause supply to rise, and if supply is above demand, the decreasing price signal will cause supply to fall. Now get out.